Welcome back to the National Defense. Nate Herron here in the studio. And one of the greatest sports traditions in American history is taking place today out in Boston, Massachusetts. It's the USAA Army-Navy game, and we're joined by Jen Escobar, Assistant Vice President of Brand for USAA. How you doing?
Doing great, Nate. Thank you so much for having me.
So, I saw a story about the Army-Navy game. Of course, you know, as we are a military show, that's something we always pay attention to. We got, you know, former Screaming Eagles as part of our staff, and it's always a hotly contested game, although some of the Air Force folks would like to get involved. But this is the granddaddy. This is the big one. And USA Today did a vote on the top 10 best college sports traditions. Number one, you had the song Jump Around, Little House of Pain. Number two, you had Enter Sandman. And then number three was the Army-Navy game. That's pretty impressive.
It really is. There is no greater rivalry. I mean, nor one as unique as Army versus Navy. The passion, the excitement, the pageantry, they're really without equal.
Well, I mean, my kids' hockey team in second grade, they can play Enter Sandman. They can play Jump Around. They're not putting midshipmen, you know, in Black Knight uniforms on and running out there. And this year is a little different from years past, as honestly, this was kind of one-sided for a little while. Navy won, you know, 13, 14 games in a row at the turn of the century, but Army has really started mixing it up, and they're going back and forth on the results. But this year, whereas before at the home of the Philadelphia Eagles, you guys are at the home of the Patriots, and the game is in Boston. Why that? Why is that?
Yes, it is great to be here in Boston. It's actually one of the things that led to it was the 250th anniversary of the Boston Tea Party. So there's been quite a few events this week that are tied to that that we've been participating in. So it's really exciting. One of the reasons it's now here in Boston. And USA has been a proud presenting sponsor of the Army-Navy game for 15 years. And so being here in Boston for the first time is pretty exciting.
So I would wager, as someone who I would love to go to this game at some point, and I'd even thought about trying to get out to this game, but unfortunately I'm announcing Bills Chiefs game the very next day in Kansas City, so not be able to make it. My guess is the dollar value of tea spilled in the Boston Harbor is roughly what it would cost you to buy three beers at an NFL game at this point.
Something like that. It's interesting you bring up the bags of tea, actually, in honor of the 124th Army-Navy game and the 250th anniversary of the Boston Tea Party. We actually unveiled a 374-pound bag of tea on December 6th at the USS Constitution. It was awesome the way we did it. And we're actually going to be donating that to the Boston Tea Party Ships and Museum because they're going to be using it during their celebration on December 16th.
I was going to say, they probably don't have a cup big enough to steep that in. You get a crane,
yes,
some winches, some pulleys. You're listening to the National Defense. We're joined by Assistant Vice President of Brand for USAA, Jen Escobar. Jen, you guys have been sponsored, as you mentioned before, decade and a half. Why does USAA feel it's important to sponsor someone like this?
Really, serving the military community and their families, it's what defines us. It drives us every single day. So sponsoring the Army-Navy game for us is just one more way to show that support. We talked about it earlier, despite the rivalry, which is very real on and off the field, these cadets and midshipmen are brothers and sisters in arms above all else. So when the game's over and duty calls, they lock arms in defense of our freedom. So it's an honor for us to be a part of that, a part of the West Point and Annapolis family. Again, because these brave men and women are the future leaders of our military. So just to be a part of that and to support it is just one more thing that helps us serve those military families.
And it's an exciting game to see kind of the mesh between the DOD, the Pentagon, our military, and college football, which is pretty wild and hairy. I love the uniforms. Every single year they come out wearing something pretty unique. The NASA helmets I see on the website here, those look pretty good. But you hear in the college bowl season a lot about players opting out. There's no opting out in the service academies. They're there to serve, and they've made a commitment, and they're going to play their games, and they're going to go on to serve their country. I just saw right before kick here that Army is favored by a field goal. But in tradition of those service academies, the total, pretty low, not even hitting the 30s. You know, the Patriots just played on Thursday versus the Steelers. That total was pretty low as well. But do you have any predictions as to how this game may go, or do you have to be Switzerland in this case?
You know, USA often comes out as Switzerland. I will absolutely say that. But it's a great week at home office. We have polls going on, as you can imagine, and spirit spots and pranks being played around. I think last time I checked in the poll, it was something like 54% was saying Army. But it does swing back and forth at USA. My dad served in Army, so I'm doing a wink, wink towards that. But at sure. USAA, again, there is no winning and losing at the Army-Navy game, but obviously both teams want to seem second.
I think you're allowed to let bloodline kind of dictate who you're rooting for. What is the most creative wager you've seen between Army and Navy folks at your home offices in Texas?
Oh, wow.
You may have to wear a different uniform.
I was going to say, it's definitely who's going to wear the jersey of the other one, or somebody's going to get filmed, you know, rooting for the other team. Things like that often happen.
Well, I'm excited to see the game. And in addition to the football game, you guys have a kind of a unique competition going on. It's currently going on. You have different events. It's not just football. You have basketball. I saw tennis. I saw rifle shooting. I saw basketball. Tell us a little bit about what USAA is involved in beside what's going on the field.
Sure. We talked about the 374 bag of tea unveiling, but we also do recycle rides. So USAA, celebrating more than 100 years of serving military families, are gifting two vehicles to military families in need prior to the game today. In the spirit of that, we teamed up with New England legend and four-time Super Bowl champion Rob Gronkowski to surprise the families with these vehicles and tickets to today's game. So doing lots of that. Obviously, the Patriots game, the parade, and all of those types of things. So there's been lots of activity all week. And like I said, it feeds all the way to Boston, back in our home office in San Antonio.
Now, is Gronk making appearances throughout this the festivities?
He absolutely is. He will be at the game today. He has been with Recycled Rides and doing some other things with us this week.
Well, you know, we get a lot of Patrick Mahomes put in. Well, everyone does in Kansas City. We kind of like it, but it's nice to see Gronk in those USAA ads. I love the one with the pickleball. That's a good one. And, you know, at some point my kids, I mean, your marketing is even getting down to my, you know, second and third grade. They're like, why don't they just let Gronk join USAA? It's like, well, he explains, you know, what do they have to do? If you got someone who's listening to this now, who wants to become part of USAA, what do they need to do?
I would say the easiest way is to go online and check eligibility or give us a call. But really, if you have somebody in your family, whether it's a grandparent or a parent, who have served, I would highly recommend checking eligibility, and you could be eligible to join. But I will say Gronk is such a good sport in all of this, and he often talks about our members interacting with him saying, I've got it, Gronk. I know how to get you in. So it's really fun that our own members have really taken this and run with it.
Well, it is a lot of fun, and the rivalry going back towards, I believe Navy won the first ever game in 1890. There are people who are listening that are in states that didn't exist when that first game was played. And you can see it kick off at 3 p.m. Eastern at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough. You can watch it on CBS. It's on Paramount Plus as well as CBSSports.com. Anything else that we missed before we send you back to the stadium?
Nope. Just wanted to thank you for having us. Hope today's game will end wonderfully. Can't wait to see who sings second. And again, USA is super proud to sponsor this Army-Navy game for the 15th straight year, and looking forward to the 124th here in Boston.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy the game. Hope it's a good one. And it's great because it's a standalone. There's no other college football going on, and it should be a lot of fun.
Yes. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to The National Defense.